Where it's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, August 14th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening,
we are saying enough is enough. We want salaries which are above the poverty bottom line. We also need an upward review of the raw allowance.
The Raw Teachers Union of Zimbabwe will tomorrow embark on a 200-kilometer march from Murewa District to Harare in protest of political violence amongst its members, poor salaries, and failure by government to improve rural schools.
Socio-economic zones are a desperate for Zimbabwe. History has reflected the world over that these socio-economic zones are nothing but labor camps where people are abused. And then we must condemn it and criticize it with every word that is positive.
Trade unions castigate the proposed special economic zones bill due to be signed by President Robert Mugabe.
It's very important for us to include men and boys in the fight for the protection of the girl child. Because in as much as we want to have the emancipation of the girl child without involving men and boys, we won't reach our targeted goal.
Shamwari Mwanasikana, an organization that protects the rights, launches the Men as Role Models program to encourage men to respect the rights of women and girls. And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo. These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. The Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe will tomorrow embark on a 200-kilometer march from Murewa District to Harare in protest of political violence against its members, poor salaries, and failure by the government to improve rural schools. They are expected to drop off petitions at educational ministries along the way as they march to Harare on foot. Robson Chere of the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe tells us more on the issue.
Violence towards rural teachers is coming from the ruling party, which is running the country at the moment. I mean, the ZANU-PF militia youth. You know, for example, let me give you, last month we had a strike. It was for all civil servants, but most of the rural teachers, I can tell you, they were victimized by ZANU-PF youth. Some of our members were victimized. They were said to be agents of regime change in this country by simply asking for what they deserve. So that form of violence should actually stop. That's what we are saying. We are against that, and we are marching in protest for that.
That was Robson Chere of the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe in Murewa. The Trade Union Congress of Zimbabwe and other unions, including the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, have castigated the proposed Special Economic Zones Bill due to be signed by President Robert Mugabe. The ZCTU says it will embark on a peaceful protest this week against the proposed bill. Secretary General of the Trade Union Congress of Zimbabwe, Raymond Majongwe, speaks to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri on why they are protesting against the bill.
We want to send an equivocal, unwavering position, whose call to order is simply to say special economic zones are a desperate for Zimbabwe. History has reflected the world over that these special economic zones are nothing but labor camps where people are abused, and we must condemn it and criticize it with every word that is positive. We must not allow Zimbabwe to collapse. We must not allow and give ZANU-PF the chance that they want to hide and say we created 2 million jobs. Because people are just going to be brought to this camp and they are going to be counting every individual going through a gate who are basically going to be prisoners. We must condemn that act. But nonetheless, we are simply saying it is the folly for any single group or entity to claim that they are going to do this as an individual group. Time for celebrity status given only to persons because they have single-handedly challenged the monster are gone. We must learn from history that those people who are renowned hunters, who have gone past this elephant, it's too big for a single spear to kill. It's time that all of us forgo our petty differences, fight as a collective group, and make sure that we send a clear, bold, unadulterated position to government, saying we are opposed to issues where Chinese labor processes are brought to Zimbabwe, and we throw away the victories of labor that we have garnered and scored since independence. We are simply saying to the ZCTU and many others, time for individual victories is gone.
Mr. Majongwe, what are you doing as a union to challenge this bill?
Apparently, we are simply saying we want collective victory. We must tell no lies and claim no easy victory. Time for us to be fighting in small corners, cutting small fires on this plateau will not help. It is time for us to speak and sing with one voice.
That was the Trade Union Congress of Zimbabwe Secretary General Raymond Majongwe speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri. Shamwari Mwanasikana, an organization that fights for the rights of children, launches the Men as Role Models program to encourage men to respect the rights of women and girls this Tuesday at Alliance Francaise. The launch will be on Tuesday. Let's hear more on the issue.
My name is Chakanisa Ruzizo. I am the programs manager at Shamwari Mwanasikana, the exclusive friend of the girl child. On Tuesday the 16th of August, we are going to have a program which is dubbed Men as Role Models launch, which is going to be held at Alliance Francaise Harare, where our guest of honor will be the Honorable His Excellency, the Ambassador of Canada to Zimbabwe, His Excellency Uma Gupta. This program is running with the theme Creating Champion Men, from being perpetrators to being protectors of the girl child.
What has led your organization to thinking of launching this program?
We noticed that it's very important for us to include men and boys in the fight for the protection of the girl child. Because in as much as we want to have the emancipation of the girl child without involving men and boys, we won't reach our targeted goal. We have to change the attitudes and practices of men and boys so as to achieve the global emancipation of the girl child.
What age groups of boys are you targeting?
We are targeting the boys starting from the very early ages, from around 8, where we will even involve them in child-friendly language, where they will simply understand in play language how to incorporate girls, not for them to discriminate against girls, and up to men until they are various ages.
You were saying that you have a guest of honor who is going to be at your event. What's the significance of such a partnership for you and your organization?
The Ambassador of Canada to Zimbabwe is one of the champion men as far as ending child marriage is concerned. He is the only ambassador in Zimbabwe to have the walls of the embassy, which were painted all that blue, which were saying that if we give girls the right to go to school, instead of giving them husbands, we give them books, then they can bloom and become who they want to be. So he is a significant partner as far as our fight is concerned, because he indeed is the role model of fellow men in Zimbabwe as well as the world over. And that men can do something to end violence against girls.
That was the program's manager for Shamwari Mwanasikana, Chakanisa Ruzizo in Harare. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. And today I'm gladly joined by a young Zimbabwean here in the United States. That is Mike Howe. Mike is a radio professional in his own right and doing a lot of other things. Mike, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing me onto the show, man.
So, of course, you're a radio person now. You've worked here in the States. You've worked back in South Africa. Tell us a little bit more about, you know, what kind of radio you were doing.
Well, in South Africa, I did a lot of things. I started off on college radio at Monash South Africa. So I started doing off radio there in 2012, which is when I started my studies. I'm a journalism student, so it was just something that I got into naturally. My father also being someone that's in the media world, it's something that I've always been interested in. And so I got into radio alongside a couple of my friends, and I haven't turned back since.
Now, radio itself is ever evolving. You know, I think our parents' radio is very different from the radio that we have nowadays. And also content. Can you talk about the content that you've seen?
Well, one thing I've come to discover is as generations have changed, as young people, we seem to learn a lot more from entertainment than we do from books and all these political topics, etc. And so what I've noticed with radio now is young people are more engaged in things that they find a lot more entertaining than they do find a lot more educational. And so when the focus is a lot more on entertainment, but you find a way to slip in education through the entertainment, they tend to catch the message a lot more than they do if the actual core thing is education or politics, or, you know, they tend to focus more on the entertainment things.
You know, as someone who is working in radio, there's also the advent of social media and, you know, the internet. How much is that affecting, in a good or bad way, a positive or negative way, the work that you're doing in getting your content out there?
With regards to social media, I think it's very important in this day and age, especially if you're talking about radio, because kids don't listen to radio as much as, you know, the older generations. Now kids are listening to radio more when they're in their car and they're playing music. They don't really listen to talk show radio as much as back in the day. And so I think with the introduction of social media, it's become very important because that's the way that you actually advertise yourself as a radio host or your program as the radio program. That is the only way that you can get these kids to actually go, oh, okay, at this time, there's going to be this program and this kind of music is going to be played, or this is what they're discussing, or, you know. So social media has become very, very, very crucial in this day and age.
But, you know, are we forgetting the audience in the rural areas when it comes to some of this? Because, of course, there is accessibility. You know, in the advent of all these newer platforms, do we risk losing the youth that are in the rural areas?
No. I think it's still very important to still use shortwave. I'm always a fan of, for myself, speaking of myself as a radio host, the type of programs that I host, I like to know that I'm catering to people from both sides. I think it's very important to still group people that don't have access to the internet. And so using things like shortwave, where people can actually go to a radio and turn it on and listen, is still super important. But, you know, within this day and age, as much as some people don't have access to the internet, et cetera, there's still a huge chunk of people that have transitioned with the time and that now have access to the internet. They may not have access to quality internet, but they still have access to internet. And that means that focus has to be displayed on both ends.
How can we really leverage making sure that we stay connected between those in the diaspora, those back at home in Zimbabwe, to continue, you know, conversations like this, and also continue to make sure that content is able to be available to everyone?
Education and social media are probably the most biggest blessings that we have of this generation. I think if we are to continue a conversation on an international platform between the youth in Zimbabwe and the youth anywhere else in the world, our best bet is probably social media. We need to find a way that we can discuss issues that are relative to everyone on a, you know, as a youth, not just stuff that's relative to Zimbabwe or relative to a specific region. I think it's very important that we realize that as the youth in general, we encounter a lot of similar problems, and we need to find a way to grow together as the youth.
And for those of you who want to follow and, you know, see what you're doing, if you can give us your Twitter handle or, you know, your Facebook.
I'm not on Facebook. I think Facebook is for old people. My Twitter handle is @BigMyKE3. And it's the same handle for Instagram. I show off on Instagram, so please don't comment negatively.
And with that, Mike, I want to say thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you for having me, Jacinda.
That was Mike Howe, a young Zimbabwean living here in the United States and also a radio presenter, joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next week.
Thank you there, Tatenda Gumbo. And in sports, we take you to the Rio Olympics in Brazil, where we hear from the press officer of Team Zimbabwe on what is going on at the 2016 Brazil Olympics currently underway. What's coming up this week?
Hi, this is Mary Mungwembe, the press officer for Team Zimbabwe. Well, this coming week, we are all excited because we are going to be having our marathon lady, Tendai Nahora, going in for the big event. This will be her first Olympics, and she's exuberant, she's buoyant, she's excited. She has been running a training because she arrived here in Rio on the 8th. So she says she is ready to be representing a nation at this big stage.
Tell us a little bit about Brazil. What is it like rubbing shoulders with the who's who? We are used to seeing people on TV, but you are literally seeing them right there in front of you. You are witnessing Kirsty. You've been witnessing the United States collecting medals. You've been witnessing other countries. What is it like?
It's an experience that you can't trade with anything else. Marvelous. 1 minute you are walking around into the dining hall, you meet Usain Bolt. The next minute you are in the States, you bump into Novak Djokovic. It's an experience that everyone else would die to have.
What lessons do you think Zimbabwe can learn from what you're seeing happening in Brazil right now?
Event management in terms of sport, you look at the way the infrastructure has been constructed, it's world class. You look at even the facilities where the athletes are resident at. These are things, even the organizational, the transport movement itself. These are things that in Zimbabwe we are looking at and planning and picking one or two lessons to say, oh, this is how it can be done. So that next time we then have a big event that we can hope, we will then try to extrapolate from the experiences that we are gathering here in Brazil.
That there was Merit Muzwambiri, the press officer of Team Zimbabwe at the 2016 Rio Olympics in Brazil. And now we give you the music of Cynthia Mare with Daijai Vira, going out to you from Studio 7 here at the Voice of America in Washington.
So no ji wona kuhope Kuwa nenguwa do shuwa Da izi ngori hope amai Fama isha kana kwa Da isha ipira, da ikumbira zuwa ipwe Makandipa kuti ndikure basi ndava kuzvionera wondega amai mashoko wenyu ndakachengeta
Zubai
That's our news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, August the 14th, 2016. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.